All right, then let's continue where we are in the seventh parak. So if you remember, we were discussing a very interesting medrash, a medrash that that really, in a certain sense, captures the whole mission of Torah. The medrash is found in Bereishis Rabbah, maybe in Vayikra Rabbah, and the medrash is quoted by the Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim. And the medrash says that the purpose of the mitzvos is litzarif es ha'adam, is to somehow transform us. Now, exactly what that means is what we're trying to figure out. The Medrash uses the expression, does it matter to Hashem if we shecht an animal from the front of the neck, from the back of the neck? The purpose of the mitzvah, says Letzarif Behen Abrios, is to transform people. But what exactly does that mean? So the Rambam, if you remember, taught us that while the mitzvahs have a general purpose, the details of the mitzvahs are really just to test our commitment and our resolve to Hashem and His Torah. So, for example, the Rambam would say that Shechita has a reason to it, but the fact that you shecht from the front of the neck as opposed to the back of the neck, that doesn't have a reason to it. The Maharal, of course, was not fond of this approach. The Maharal believes that every single detail of Torah is meaningful and purposeful, so the Maharal pushed back on the opinion of the Rambam, of Maimonides. The Ramban, in Dvarim Perachav Beis, told us, and he quoted it again last time, we learned it inside, the Ramban told us that really the mitzvos in a certain sense are to transform us. But again, we run into a problem that there are many mitzvos that don't seem to make us, at least in an active sense, in a logical sense, into better people. And the Maharal asked the question, if all the mitzvos of the Torah were tzedakah and lo samar al damrei yacha and don't speak lashon hara, etc., I could understand how mitzvos are transformative in the character development of a person. But you have so many other mitzvahs that seem to not do anything in terms of molding my character, making me into a more refined human being by not wearing shatness. So therefore, the Maharal felt that the Ramban's approach is not correct either. So now we see the Maharal's approach. And again, he's going to take us a little bit back to what we learned in the fourth parak, for those who were here at the time and remember, where the Maharal taught us about mitzvahs los asay and mitzvahs asay. Okay, let's take a look on the screen in front of us. Amnam. Amnam masha amar lo nitna Torah rak litzarif habrios, that which the Medrash taught us, that the purpose of Torah is litzarif, literally to refine people. How does it refine us? It teaches us derech eretz, it teaches us proper character development. Ein ha-peirish ki ha-mitzvos heim mitzarifim ha-odam, b'masha yadrich ha-odam atzmo, b'midos ha-tovos v'ha-agunos. It's not that the mitzvos train me to say, the Torah wants me to be generous with my money, and then I can apply that elsewhere. The Torah wants me not to stand by when a fellow is in trouble. The Torah wants me, v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. They're not logical conclusions that can be learned or studied from the Torah that I can then apply elsewhere. It's not like the Ramban said that it's molding my character, because there's simply too many mitzvos that don't seem to shape my character. A mitzvah that we understand the reason behind, we could say, this is what Hashem is teaching us. Right? You might think that this is a proper way to act. No, this is how Hashem thinks. I understand such a way of thinking, and I can apply that to my life. But what about all those mitzvahs that we don't understand the reason for the mitzvah? Lo nucha lomer kach. Right? How does not planting different types of mixtures in my field, kilei zraim, how does that, or not plowing my field with forbidden mixes of animals, so how does that change my character? Now the truth is, if you dig deep enough in this farm, you can find answers to those questions. The Bali Yatosos describe why you can't use a shor and a chamor while you're plowing together. It's actually out of sensitivity to the animals. So we could, on a certain level, say there is a midah, there is a lesson to be derived from it. But when you go through all 613, it seems that there's too many mitzvos that don't really shape our character in a revealed way. And therefore, lo nucha lo markach, you can't say, like the Ramban says, that it's to transform us as human beings, as rational beings, to understand how to think like a Ben Torah. So it must be something of a more metaphysical reality. Aval ha-mitzvos, and this again is very much the style of the Maharal. It must be that what the mitzvos are doing, you could argue the Ramban is actually saying this, right? But while the Ramban is trying to explain how the mitzvos mold us in a way that makes sense to us, the Maharal is saying, no, what the Medrash is saying, the mitzvos transform us, period. We don't have to fully understand how that works, but we just have to believe that when a Jew keeps Shabbos, it changes him. When a Jew keeps Kashrus, it changes him. When a Jew keeps Shatness, it changes him. Mitzvah Saseh, Mitzvah Slo Saseh, they protect us and they transform us. And here's the key line, says the Maharal, Aval ha-mitzvos ba'atzmam mitzarfim nefesh ha'odim la'ashiv osa el Hashem. The mitzvos somehow, inherent in the mitzvah, we don't fully understand how it works, as we've seen in the previous prakim. But on a certain level, we have to believe that the mitzvah somehow changes my soul. Again, not the part of myself that I understand, that I can kind of choose to make future decisions based on. It's not that I've learned something and now I understand how to be a better person. It's that on some type of metaphysical level, my soul is transformed by every mitzvah that I do. And that's so important to remember, because how often do we do mitzvos and feel frustrated because we don't see, like, how do I change from this? How does this make me better? And the Maharal's answer is, Einachanami, you're not going to necessarily understand it or feel it on the surface, but Animamin Bemuna Shlema, says the Maharal, that every mitzvah you do changes the nefesh of a person. It refines you. It makes you more spiritual. Halavai, we should feel that. We should be able to taste that, to feel that, to be aware of that transformation. It's hard. You know, it's like watching a tree grow. You're not going to see it. If you go out every morning and watch the tree, you're not going to see the growth. But over the course of time, you'll start to see the change. Right? It's not going to happen. Person who's, whose doctor tells the fellow he's a bit overweight, he needs to lose a little bit of weight, so he decides to eat healthy for one day. He's not going to see a change instantly. Right? The same thing is true in the spiritual world, perhaps even more so. The change doesn't happen instantaneously. But if a Jew believes, and he should believe, and understand that the changes are taking place spiritually, your soul is being transformed by mitzvos, so then a person keeps going and a person keeps going. So now, let's talk about mitzvos lo saseh and mitzvos saseh. Tonight we'll get to lo saseh, maybe next time we'll get to aseh. V'lekach seder Hashem Yisbarach mitzvos lo saseh. As we learned already back in the fourth parak, for those who were here at the time, if you remember, mitzvos lo saseh, what do? They help to establish the seder of a person. A mitzvos lo saseh helps to create a fence, boundaries, borders that can't be crossed. That by the seder, by the structure of mitzvos lo saseh, it keeps a person living within what we call seder, order. Ulahoros ki mitzvos lo saseh noistim la'adam seder shlo yetzei min haray. So as a way of indicating to us that mitzvos lo saseh are for that purpose, nasan la'adam miyad zayin mitzvos. Before we ever had a Torah, before we get to 613, we talk about Adam Arishon, we talk about the earliest generations of creation. The Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us, we know there are Sheva mitzvos b'nei Noach, a combination of mitzvos given really to Adam and to Noach. And those mitzvos, which were given from the beginning to every human being, is to create what? A structure in our life. Kulam mitzvos lo sasei. And Chazal understand in the Gemara in Sanhedrin Nun Ches that the Sheva mitzvos b'nei Noach, again, it takes a little bit of work to understand how this exactly is so, but the Sheva mitzvos b'nei Noach are all lo sasei. Don't kill, don't commit adultery, don't worship Avodah Zarah, don't curse Hashem's name, don't eat Eber Menachai. Right? Those are the easier ones to explain. They're lo sasei. It's creating a structure that allows society to function. A basic seder, a basic order for human living. Kamosha bi'arnu inyan elu sheva mitzvos b'chibur gevuras Hashem, as I explain the concept of the seven mitzvos b'nei Noach in my Sefer Gevuras Hashem in chapter 66 of that Sefer. V'zeh ki kvar amarnu. As I've already explained to you, as we've learned earlier, sha'adam yesh lo seder ba'atzmo, a person has an inherent seder. We love seder. As human beings, we love seder. Right? Again, I've shared so many times throughout this, the course of the last number of months, that one of the most challenging aspects of this whole pandemic, even for those who are not particularly frightened for their life, or the infection rate is much lower in our communities, but our lives are not misudar, or there's a new Seder that we're adjusting to. And that's very hard. Coming to terms with, Hashem's new world order is a very painful and confusing thing. We love Seder. It's human to have a Seder. Yesh lo Seder ba'atzo. It's the nature of human beings to want to establish structure, consistency. I'm reading a book now by a therapist. Amazing book. And he writes in his book, he says, when his clients pay him, they begin to describe all sorts of issues that they have. One of the first questions he asks them is, what time do you get up in the morning? And do you get up at a consistent time? Whatever time that may be, whether it's 6:30 or whether it's 9:30. Do you have a time that you wake up in the morning and do you eat a proper breakfast? I don't care what time you go to sleep. I'm interested in that Seder, even though there's value to that also. But do you have a Seder when you start your day? Because when you wake up at a certain time, when you have something to wake up to, right, that's indicative of a person who's looking to live a life that makes sense, that there's a Seder to one's day. But a person who wakes up haphazardly, it's indicative of a life that's totally outside of Seder. That's a very destructive thing. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Adam and Noach and gave the first generations a basic Seder. Now, the Maharal we know is very interested in numbers. And we've seen a bit of the numerology of the Maharal throughout the Sefer. So the Maharal says, what's with the number 7? What's the idea of Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach? And how does 7 represent Seder? How does it maintain Seder? V'chol asher hu mesudar, anything that is mesudar. Where are we on the screen? V'chol asher hu mesudar, hayetzia min haseder shelo hu bevav panim. Picture yourself, so to speak, that middle point, and imagine exiting, right? Picture yourself in a box. You're in a cube. So the Maharal says there are 6 exits, so to speak, from that center point, right? That center point being the place where I plant myself. So I could exit to the right, I could exit to the left, I can exit in front of me. I could have a yitziah from the back, I could exit up, I can exit down. Hayitziah min haseder shelo hu bevav panim, kamo shetomar. Hanekuda hazos hamiyuchedes b'makom zeh. If I establish, this is, so to speak, my particular place, my place that is significant to me at this point in time. Yesh la yitziah sheyotzeis min hayichod v'haseder shelo. One could leave that particular place in that particular order in, again, one of 6 ways. Liamin, o lesmol, o lefanim, o laachor, o lamala, o lamata. Ve'elu vavdvarim hei ma sheyesh la netiyam ane yichur v'aseder shalah. Right? And if I move away again from that point of Seder, if I exit in one of those directions, so that's a person who's moving away from Seder. Now, we spoke about the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach. We've got 6 exits so far. So what is the 7th exit? What is the 7th exit? Aval habitul legamri hu davar zulazeh v'hu inyan shvi. Says the Maharal, in addition, so to speak, to the 7 places where you could exit, right? You could also kind of stay in your place and self-destruct. And in a certain sense, the breakdown of that 7th dimension, of that point within, is obviously the most egregious unraveling of Seder, right? Meaning if I choose to change my location, I could argue, well, I'm not giving up Seder, I'm just changing my Seder. I took a right turn, I took a left turn, right? I decided to move forward, I decided to move back, I'm trying to reposition myself. But if that middle point crumbles, that's called Yitzia Menat Seder Lagamri, that's a Bito Lagamri, okay? So the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach help us to find that inner point, and to make sure that we can maintain that inner point. Nimsa shadavar yesh lo yitzia b'shiva devarim. So, we have 7, so to speak, points of exit from stability, from Seder. Ve'im kizeh shayech b'rechokim hagashmiyim. So if this is true, now again, we just gave an example within physicality. Right? We gave the example of a point within a cube, within a box. So if this is true within physicality, because within physical reality we have, so to speak, 6 sides, as we've just explained. Can this be applied to the spiritual world? Says the Maharal, yes. At first one would think that when it comes to abstract things, such as Torah and Mitzvot, what does it mean to exit Torah and Mitzvot, or to enter into Torah and Mitzvot? How does that work? Mikol makom, on the certain level, yes, lo shayich. On a certain level, there is no turn to the right or turn to the left. The terminology is very much applied to physical reality, not spiritual reality. But nonetheless, says the Maharal, but is that really true? It is applied to spiritual reality. Mikol makom timtza gam kein yeminu smol b'davar sheino gashmi. Do we not have a concept of turning to the right or turning to the left in the spiritual realm? As the pasuk says, Lo sasser mikol advar mashaya ruchay minus small. It's not exactly the lashon of the pasuk, right? But the pasuk says in Parsha Shoftim, The pasuk says in Parsha Shoftim, you shouldn't stray from the words of the sages, neither to the right nor to the left. Try to maintain your position, right? That balanced position. It's talking about mitzvos. What does it mean to stray to the right or the left? Why not say, don't not listen to the rabbis. Make sure you listen to your sages, to Talmidei Chachamim. What does it mean to exit to the right or to the left? It must be that this mashal of the 7 points, so to speak, which applies to physical reality, would be true for spiritual reality as well. And again, that's reflected in the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach. Hare timtsu yaminu small af shalo bedavar hagashmi. So therefore we see the concept of right and left when it comes to spiritual matters, and presumably we can make the case for all the various directions. Rakhu nemar b'chinas hadavar hamiyuchad v'hamisudar shalo yiyah yitziyalo min hayichud v'aseder. Again, as applied to spiritual reality, as applied to the concept of, you know, of exiting, not the physical act of exiting. The concept of exiting means moving away from normative structure. The same thing can be said for all 6 sides, right? A person can exit through the top, through the bottom, etc. So again, as Maharal often does, he comes back to his point. And the 7 mitzvahs of Bnei Noach are there, specifically 7 mitzvahs which are lo saseh. Again, lo saseh is saying, don't deviate, don't stray. Hold the line, right? Find your place. Don't wander off. So the 7 mitzvahs of Bnei Noach, which again are given to all human beings, serve to create a basic structure of civility, of humanity, of basic living. Ki pam yotze bedavar ze min yichudo o pam behafucho. Right? Sometimes you go this way, sometimes you go that way. Now it happens to be, it's interesting, in the footnotes of the volume that I'm looking at over here, there's a footnote that tries to start matching them up a little bit, again, on a spiritual plane. That Avodah Zarah somehow corresponds to the soul, and Gilui Arayus corresponds to the body. Right? So there's ways to try to match up, you know, which part of myself leaves when I violate one of these Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach. But the point is, we don't want to go into what? Upam hu bitl elav lagamri. We don't want to go into a state of total spiritual, and really in a sense physical, destruction. We don't want to allow ourselves to break down lagamri. And the way that we maintain ourselves is Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach. Umishu hu meivin yavin be'ilu zayin mitzvos. Again, if we were to understand, this is just a framework of the 7 mitzvos, but if we were to understand the mitzvos precisely, we can understand again specifically how these 7 mitzvos maintain a certain basic structure for human living. As I explained in my other sefer, the Gevuras Hashem, that 7 again represents maintaining seder. We got a taste of it tonight. Anything less than that already would lack a certain stability, having that center point and the 6 sides. And therefore, the Zion mitzvos serve to create that basic, again, framework for ourselves. Okay, let's just do 2 more minutes. We'll do 1 more paragraph in my sefer, in the volume I have in front of me. I'm done. Yisrael am Hashem, asher bochar behem, v'nisiachtu el Hashem yizbarach yoser v'yoser. But the Jewish people, it was not sufficient, to simply have 7 mitzvahs b'nei Noach. Because we're not just trying to not self-destruct. We're not just trying to have basic morality that can uphold society. And again, we're seeing a world that's mamish mishugana right now. It is so wild. And again, it's not the time or place for politics, but just a little common sense of what's happening in the world. It is so wild what's happening in the world right now. In the name of justice, just a total upheaval, a destruction of basic morality of society in a way that, you know, I've certainly never seen before. But Klal Yisrael, for Klal Yisrael, it's not just about maintaining that baseline. It's about moving way past that. Sheyesh lam nefesh miyuchedes alokis bioser, as we've been learning throughout the Sefer. The Jewish soul is much more elevated, and it has higher demands placed upon it. Nisyachnu od mitzvahs lo saseh shem shesa. It's not just 7 mitzvahs b'nei Noach, but it's 365 lo saseh. Kafi asher haim miuchadim nisyachtu yoiser shal yetsu min aseder harai. It, so to speak, is a much more nuanced way of making sure that I don't deviate, that I don't stray at all. Again, we spoke in earlier Prakim about 365, 365 days in the calendar year. In other words, it's maintaining both a structure and a stability within place and time. And of course, we're not done simply playing defense. We have to go on offense. 248 mitzvos asei, ramach mitzvos, 248 mitzvos asei, ki ha-nefesh yomedes beguf nota atzma el ha-teva, vi be'emes nefesh alukis milamala. Because again, if we spend our whole life just being trapped in a body without marching orders, so it's natural that we're drawn after physicality, after teva. But in truth, we're a chelek alokam mimal. We're a soul. That's who we are. We're not a body. We are a soul. That defines us. Rakshi omed this beguf. We happen to be living in a body. And therefore, Hashem needed to give us much more, much, much more, in order to create that relationship between body and soul. Tzorech lahotzi osam min ha-teva. To, so to speak, put the soul in the body, but to allow it to not be subsumed by teva. Again, teva is a lashon. That shoresh, litboa, means to drown. You could drown in physicality. So how do we keep our head above the water? The answer is mitzvos. V'liosla dveikos bo yizbarach. Points of connection to Hashem. How does it work? Maral says, I'm not so worried about how it works. I don't need to understand how it works. I just need to know that it does work. V'zeo al yidei mitzvos asher maisa ha-mitzvos hu lefi ha-seichal asher misuder la'adam. Somehow it taps into the intellect, which means the soul of a person, and establishes a higher spiritual order. Okay, he's going to tell us much more about this as we conclude the parak in Mirtz Hashem next time. But again, for the Jewish people, it's not just enough, again, to maintain a basic seder. And therefore, the mitzvos were given litzarif, to somehow transform us. Again, it's not about figuring out. It's not what the Rambam is doing in the Mor Nevuchim, or even what the Ramban is doing in Parshas Ki Tzeitzei. It's about acknowledging that there's a spiritual hierarchy that is unfolding through the soul, and it's the soul's ability to receive that nourishment from Torah and mitzvos in a way that we don't fully understand, but on a seichel aloki level, it allows us to overcome physicality, to rise above the natural humanity, the natural urges of being basar v'dam, of being flesh and blood, and to be able to attach ourselves deeply to Hashem. Okay? So we'll see. Next time he'll really come back to the words of the Medrash, right? Does God care if he shechts on the front of the neck or the back of the neck? We'll come back to that and understand it even more precisely. But again, it's a beautiful overview of just Torah mitzvahs. So important to remind ourselves, to remind our children, to remind our families that mitzvahs change us. We have to believe mitzvahs change us, even if I don't fully understand. Tamei mitzvahs are great. I love the Sefer HaChinuch, Rambam Mor Nevuchim, Gevaldik, Ramban, beautiful. There are many tzaddikim who try to give us some insight. And obviously there's many, many deeper svarim that unlock the secrets of Torah mitzvahs. But the baseline for a yid has to be, like we learned in the previous perek, Hashem commands it, and I promise you that if you do it, you'll see that your soul is going to be transformed. Okay, we'll stop here for tonight. Thanks for learning with me, and Amir Tz Hashem, I'll see you Tuesday at 9 p.m., if not sooner.